All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How can we help you, sir?
Well, it's kind of a f***ed up situation. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a messed up situation. So I got this girl, her name's Robin, real cool. I don't know, it seemed like it was getting pretty serious. And I just, like, we kept, I don't know, like it was moving in the right direction. Everything's all hunky-dory. And then, like, the next thing I'm meeting her kid. I feel like, you know, that visit was the goddamn tits. Like, it was great.
Oh, boy.
And then what happened?
She kind of blew me off. Like, I don't know. I was sort of like, what the shit? Like, what is, I don't know. Because I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, so I was hoping that you guys might be able to help me
so you
reach
can't,
out to her.
You can't think of anything that you might have done or said?
No, I was a perfect gentleman. Like, I mean, everything was kind of real laid back and chill. I mean, I'm not going to be a dickhead, you know?
Right. All right. Well, listen, we'll try and give her a call for you next, all right?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Second date update on 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we just spoke to Bob. Perfect gentleman. He went out with this girl, Robin. He met her kids. You met her dog, you said, too?
Yes,
he said.
Cool little
mutt. Yeah.
I like this guy.
He likes Robin. He likes everything that comes with Robin, and he's a little shocked to saw how Robin's basically blown him off since the last time they hung out. So I'm just going to get to it. We're going to try and give her a call for you, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Robin?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Robin, please don't hang up. I can explain who we are and why we're calling. It's the Get Up Crew. Ramiro, that's me. Pebbles is here. And Melissa, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, which is a radio station. And we got a phone call from a gentleman who knows you and he likes you and he would love to take you out on a really, really nice date. So basically, we're calling you up to offer you the date of your choosing. You let us know, we'll pay for everything. And you and this gentleman meet up and see if you hit it off. This isn't a setup. I'm going to tell you the guy's name, too.
Okay. I'm really confused. But what?
Okay. You know him. His name is Bob, and he said that you guys have hung out already quite...
Oh, I'm all set there. I'm okay.
Wow.
That was quick.
Hold on a sec.
Bob, no thanks.
No thanks to Bob, but okay, you don't have to do the date, but can you tell us why? Because he called us up. He seems very confused. He thought that you guys were ready to take it, according to him, to the next level in a relationship.
I don't think I can say it on the radio.
You could tell us. We'll just pass it on to him, and you know, that way he'll know, he'll have closure.
Okay. The truth is, he's got a problem with profanity. Which I don't mind sometimes, but, you know, I have a 4-year-old, and he came to his, you know, to his little league soccer game, and he was yelling at him, like, my son is a goalie. It's like little league soccer. You know what I mean? And he was like, lock the ball with your face, mother.
Wait, what?
Oh, Lord. I was going to ask you for an example of what he said, so.
Yeah, he pulled my son aside and was like, the ball's not going to stop itself, babe.
Okay, well, listen. Okay, Robin, hold on a second. Bob, are you there? I think Bob's
in the... you know what? And I got to say, what is the big deal?
Okay,
like, honest
dude.
To God.
So,
what is the big deal? Like, they're just words.
Bob?
You can't tone it down in front of kids?
I want you to tell me. Why the hell should, you know, should I have to tone down the way I talk in front of kids? They're going to all talk like that eventually.
That's a valid point, Robin.
It's a bunch of words. They're just words.
I mean, I gave birth to him 4 years ago. That's only four. He's a 4-year-old kid. I don't want him talking like that.
So you mean to tell me in 4 years he hasn't heard piss, sucker, mug, he hasn't heard any of those words?
That's another valid point.
Dude.
Yeah, do you think that he's never heard a swear, Robin?
I don't even let him watch cable. Like, he's a kid. I don't know.
Get the out of here. It is just, like, it's just in the ether. You're being overproductive.
All right, well, hold on. What if we just, Bob, what if you just clean up your language a little bit around her son?
Look, some of it is kind of second nature, I gotta be honest with you. You know, like it's just, it's part of my language. It's a comma. You know what I mean?
It's a comma.
It just comes out. There it is. But, like, I can do my best to not say motherfucker and sucker and, you know, your friend is a or, like, whatever.
Okay.
You know,
oh, God.
It's a good negotiation. What do you think, Robin?
No, it's a no, motherfucker.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
You know what? Everybody handles phase three a little differently. Most of us are being responsible and doing things in moderation. And, well, then there's Tim.
Everything's starting to open up now, and he's hitting up every single place that's opening up. He's not really easing into it like people should be. He's not properly social distancing. He's just being a dick.
Is that what ruined his chance at love? Check it out tomorrow, second date update on the 10th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.